1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On the campaign trail, President Biden was in Southern California for a fundraiser. Former President Trump was in Detroit trying to win back the state he lost 4 years ago. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Detroit.
Trump making a direct pitch to black voters who in 2020 helped deliver the state to Biden. Trump leaning largely on his anti-immigrant message.
They're coming into your community and they're taking your job.
He again promised mass deportations on day one should he take back the White House.
In the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills, a mother and her 8-year-old son are both in critical condition. They were shot by a man who opened fire at a splash pad, and authorities don't know why. The man was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two people died in an overnight shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Austin, Texas, and 80 countries called for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be the basis of a peace deal to end the war with Russia at a summit in Switzerland. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. When Wisconsin farmers aren't working on corn, soy, or ginseng, there's a growing movement to plant cover crops. Mike Moen takes us over the border into Minnesota.
Cover crops are plants grown between commodity crops to prevent soil erosion and nitrates from flowing into nearby waterways, harming water quality and natural resources. John Stevens has adopted the practice for his farm operation north of the Twin Cities.
There's been years that we've had just phenomenal corn yields while you're standing in 10 to 12 inches of beautiful oat grass. And we did it with reduced fertilizer inputs.
He says that's good news for local creeks that connect with the St. Croix River. The latest Census of Agriculture released this year showed a 17% increase in cover crop acreage compared to 2017. There are federal programs administered by the USDA that help cover expenses for farmers who agree to plant cover crops. Stephen says they have become more flexible, but he suggests certain types of messaging to convince those still on the fence.
Sign up a 5 or 10 acre parcel and get your cover crops perfected on that 5 or 10 acres, and then you can just step into full scale.
Stevens indicates that approach might help avoid turning off farmers who run into obstacles after making big cover crop investments. There's also research indicating this practice doesn't always translate to higher yields. But he says that way of thinking needs some fine-tuning.
We've been taught decades of maximize your yield. And it's like, nope, that system doesn't work that way. You're going to reduce tillage costs.
This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers leave tonight for a West Coast road trip. They'll play the Angels tomorrow night. Then Thursday, they'll start a 4-game series against the Padres. Last night, bottom of the fifth, two men on. Joey Ortiz at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz sends out in the air, deep left field. This is back. This is
the final, Milwaukee 3, the Reds 1. After the game, winning pitcher Bryce Wilson asked if he liked trading Corbin Burns to the Orioles for Joey Ortiz.
I mean, what's not to like? I mean, the guy's like 290. I feel like when he came over, the big thing was the defense, and we've seen the defense, and I think the Orioles messed up. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's Bryce Wilson. We'll have a full recap of today's game coming up from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms, then skies turning sunny. This Father's Day looks pretty warm with highs in the lower 90s or heat index in the middle 90s. At times, winds will be gusty. In the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win wins. Join us. All that and more. Review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. Nurse.
Happy Father's Day. Enjoy it with us. Right here on the Music of the Stars. It's on the air. Dorsey.
Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. Papa, take a chance with me and dance with me tonight. And when you whirl me round and round, we'll go right off the ground. We'll go around and round, we'll go. We hear those trombones sliding high. We'll both be gliding high up in the sky. I love the polka. Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. When you hold me, hold me tight. Oh, Papa, won't you dance with me tonight? Dance with me and dance with me tonight. And when you whirl me round and round, we'll go right off the ground. We'll go around and round, we'll go. We hear those trombones sliding high. We'll both be gliding high up in the sky. I love the polka. Papa, won't you dance with me? Oh, dance with me. Please dance with me. When you hold me tight. Oh, Papa, won't you dance with me? Papa, won't you dance with me? I said dance with me tonight.
This is the Chico Mark Orchestra.
Never knew. I need to know a story.
Chico Marx Orchestra. By the way, it's Chico, not Chico. I found that out from Will Schaefer. He told me. No, that's Chico. He started his band-leading career. Well, his comedy career is well-known. He's a brilliant musician. 1942, he figured I'll have my own dance band. And he figured I'll organize one. He approached Ben Pollock. Band leader Pollock put together a group for Chico, and they took a tour. It lasted over a year. Now, Chico, with that great flashy piano style, he figured that out, developed it playing in all these Nickelodeons in New York along his dialect humor. Though he didn't talk that way in real life. We had, Mel Torme was with the Chico Marx Band. Mel was 17 years old from Chicago, singer and drummer. Well, the band broke up about a year later. Nobody seems to remember Chico. I do have a few recordings. It was a moderate success. So Chico got together with a couple of movies in 46 and 49 with his brothers, all great musicians. And then in 1951, he had a brief period on television. And then he went into retirement, accompanied by illness, and died in 1961. Chico Marx. Here's his brother, Groucho, 1951.
Dear old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us. You got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year.
You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss.
They say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us.
Yes, you.
After all, his piano playing featuring the shooting of notes with his fingers, which you're all familiar with. Well, that was always a big hit when he appeared with his equally mad brothers, the famous Four Marx Brothers. You like this new work, Chico?
Sure, Toby. And I especially like it very much to ride onto this fish wagon.
Please, Chico, I told you before, this is the Fitch bandwagon. The word is Fitch, not fish.
That's what I say, fish wagon.
All right, so I'll try just once more. Look, Chico, Fitch is something that's good for your head.
Sure, I know, boss. A fish. It's a brain food.
Every day should be Friday for you. I don't see why you don't eat some of that fish.
I tried to eat a fish once, though, but it's no good.
What was the matter with eating fish?
I couldn't stay underwater that long.
I can see I'm getting myself in deep water right here. Well, let's forget about the whole thing and have one of your famous piano solos. How about it, Chico?
Okay, but thanks so very much. Excuse me, Tom. Excuse me. You see, first I got to tune up. Boys, come on, give me an A. I think somebody snuck in a B on me.
But Chico, what's the matter with that?
Well, I don't like anybody to put a B on me.
You know, Chico, you know you're awfully close to an idiot.
Well, that's all right. Keep quiet. Nobody will notice you.
Turn the trick very nicely, Chico.
And now, Toby, for a change, I'd like to play something classical.
For a change, it would be nice to hear you play something classical. What's it going to be, Chico?
Well, I'd like to play the second movement from the Beer Barrel Polka.
Well, that gives you a rough idea of what's happening to the classics since Chico Marx has become an orchestra leader. Here it is, passengers, just as Chico featured it in his movie A Night at the Opera. Chico Marx, the piano, and the Beer Barrel Polka.
And his orchestra, and they are the Andrews Sisters.
Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May. Da 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 da. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming. So they say. She used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation. With a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, ha, 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 ha. She wants a diamond ring and a bracelet and everything. Hey, hey, Daddy. You want to get the best for me.
Hi, 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 hi,
hi, hi, hi, Daddy. Gee, I'd like to have those sables, clothes with Paris labels.
Hey, hey, Daddy.
Ha, 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 nothing but the best for me. Ha ha ha!
for me. Please, 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 Daddy. Oh, I want a brand new car. Champagne and caviar. Hey, Daddy, you ought to get the best for me.
Hey, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews sisters, and this show is Father's Day. All kinds of fathers, grandfathers, great-grand. Let's see, there's step, there's, oh yeah, sugar daddies, too, like that one.
Life we said goodbye so tenderly. And now that I'm away from Carolina, won't someone tell the moon again for me?
Story about a record I have. It's a 78. 78 records were made out of shellac, hard rubber, and would you believe, horsehair.
Pining for the place I long to be.
I was, about 7 years of age.
I'm
My dad got a phonograph, 78 RPM only, but it could also record. Had two-tone arms, one to play, one to cut the record.
Hey, I'm all right.
We got it from a place called Harvey's Trading Post in Kenosha, 7th Avenue. It was there for years. Well, you got a phonograph here of records. And he bought a stack, I'd say, 2.5 inches tall of 78 RPM records. I still have them all. This one was broken all over. About all that held it was the label. Lawrence Welk, never a fan of Lawrence. Lawrence started his career in Kenosha, by the way, at the old Twin Lakes Ballroom in that village. Carl Rademacher's ballroom. Lawrence was broke. He had just done a gig in Chicago, and they had no more bookings. Carl called him up. Lawrence, you want a gig for the summer? Do I, he said.
Tell her that I'm blue and lonely.
You to listen to this original record I have.
Place.
I apologize for that skipping. Sometime that happens, but then if you saw this record, that's Gene Walton. I'll wait till it comes around again. Gene Walton just passed on recently at 100 years of age. That's Parnell Greena, you'll hear, as Daddy. He was the tuba player with Lawrence Welk. This is the music of the star. The tune, Daddy's Lullaby. You're going to love it.
Your sleepy eyes. Now say a little prayer for someone way up there. Just listen while you're praying. You will hear her saying, Mother has watched over you all the day.
Give a squeeze or two. You ready?
Sisters in the kitchen, mom's in the garage. Dad is in the backyard and I'm playing with my cars. Grandma's watching TV, Jake's sleeping on his rug. I'm feeling kind of lonely, so I need a little hug. It gets real silly and we fall down on the floor. We're laughing and we're tickling and I scream out, please, no more. We're hugging knees and kissing toes, that's all you have to do.
Squeeze on me now. Grab it.
Calvert and his trumpet with Nori Paramore's orchestra. That's actually from the United Kingdom. That's his one American success, his only hit here. Got to be in the top 10, 3 months on Billboard. This is a soundtrack from a movie all about dads and kids, Rebel Without a Cause. Stars for Father's Day. We're on till high noon. Stan Laurel's birthday today from Laurel and Hardy. And you heard Oh My Papa. That's a German language tune from 1939. Eddie Calvert had the instrumental. And then Eddie Fisher, his longest running number one record hit, 8 weeks. As number one, can you imagine the poor people at your hit parade trying to make a new version of that every week? Charlie Margolis, this time on trumpet, and Eddie Fisher from 1954. This is the Civic Media Radio Network on Father's Day.
Oh, my papa, to me.
him so to die. Oh, my papa. Oh, my papa.
Eddie Fisher, they don't get much better. What a voice. The Music of the Stars. And, well, let's see, Eddie Calvert, yeah. The man with the golden trumpet, he had a great album here with different Isle of Capri, Come Prima, Volare, Come Back to Sorrento, all these Italian songs. I've got a few from a very famous Italian. Her name is Connie Francis. Her real name, Connie Franconero. And she did that tune in German. This lady is multilingual. Connie Francis with Oh My Papa. Say, I got a couple of things I want to tell you about, and one of them is some of the programming we offer here. Let's see, let me do this, and then I'll get right... let's do that now. Yeah, I wanted to read this. If you're looking for thoughtful talk radio, you can find Civic Media Radio Network talk shows on the air at 5:40 a.m. WAUK, based out of Waukesha, Earl Ingram, James Madner, Todd Allbaugh, Maggie Dawn discussing Wisconsin local issues. And they welcome all the sides. That's on 5:40 a.m. or on the Civic Media radio app. Connie Francis with this great tune from 1939 in German. The Music of the Stars.
To me, he was so wonderful. Oh, my papa. To me, he was so good. No one could be so gentle and so lovable. Oh,
song from Germany, 1939. The Black Pike, a musical. Paul Burkhardt wrote that. East of Eden, Raymond Massey and James Dean. Music by Leonard Rosenman. This is the Civic Media Radio Network and the music of the stars.
Cal, listen to me. You can make of yourself anything you want. It's up to you. A man has a choice. That's where he's different from an animal. You don't listen. You'll never remember.
My mother. She's not dead and gone to heaven. Is she?
Why do you ask that?
She's not dead at all. She's not buried in East like you said either. She's alive.
What makes you think so?
I heard from a guy.
Who?
I don't know his name. He's just passing through.
How come you told Aaron and me she died?
I thought it would save you pain.
Pain? If she was still alive, where do you think she'd be?
I have no idea. She went east.
How do you know?
When she left the ranch we lived on when you and Aaron were born. I heard she went east.
What was she like? Was she bad?
I guess she was. I never really knew what she was like. She wasn't like other people. There was something she seemed to lack. Kindness, maybe. Conscience. I never knew what she was after.
How come she left you?
I never knew that either. She was so full of hate.
Hate for you?
For everything. You won't tell Aaron that she didn't die.
No. Let's not do anything to hurt Aaron. Where'd you get that scar you got on your shoulder, Father?
I've told you, Cal. It's an old wound I got in the Indian campaigns. Why do you ask that now?
What'd she look like? Was she pretty?
She had the most lovely hands, like ivory. She took such good care of them. Her mother had arthritis. She was always afraid it would come to her in her hands.
Talk to me, Father. I gotta know who I am. I gotta know what I'm like. I gotta know. Where is she?
I'm telling you truthfully, Cal. After she left, I never heard from her.
I'll lock my heart. caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you.
Amanda McBroom.
This place holds so many memories for me. I used to come here all the time when I was little. The reason I came here was because of my father. The reason I love language is because of my father. My father was an actor, and we all know that actors speak louder than words. For those of you who haven't been around me before, my dad was a movie star in the 40s. I call him a BB++ movie star. His name was David Bruce. And he used to bring me here back when it was the pilgrimage every Easter. And he would wear this beautiful navy blue suit. And I would wear this big pink petticoat dress with Mary Jane's and gloves and a matching hat. And I thought I was the cream. And I love my daddy very much. So this is my love song for my father. In a hall, on a wall, in a house, in Reseda, there's a poster held up by two nails and a pin. It's my daddy, the actor, about to die with his boots on. He's the man standing up there beside Errol Flynn. He got third or fourth billing at the end of each picture. Well, that don't mean much, he would say with a grin. But he'd hold my hand tight as he pointed his name out. Only four or five names down below Errol Flynn. Now fame, it is fleeting, and stars, they keep falling. And staying right up there, that's the business of art. And luck kisses some, and she passes by others. Disappointment and bourbon are hard on the heart. Now the women and beers and the years with old Errol, they took their toll and took me from his sight. He kissed me goodbye at the old Union Station. That's the last time I saw him. The last time I cried. Now I'm sitting alone in a house in Reseda, watching the late show while the moonlight shines in. And upon the screen, well, here comes my daddy. It's a sad, funny feeling. Now I'm older than him. So,
you daddies and daughters, you sons and you mothers, remember life's over before it begins. So love one another and stand close together, as close as my dad did to old Errol Flynn.
Amanda McBroom. Father's Day, everybody. Errol Flynn.
He's bombing!
People only really think of him in those swashbuckling roles. But my dad, he did 50 films. And the people who know their classics, they know that he's done some fine films with some very, very good acting. He just got better with every film.
This is Rory Flynn, Errol's daughter.
It's rather like a game at school. You've got to be on your toes, watch everything. Never forget anything you learn.
He knew that he came in on his charm and athletic ability.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jab you.
Sorry? With a left like that?
Well,
young man, I see you can take care of yourself. Come on, I won't hit you very hard. In fact, I don't think I'm going to hit you at all.
It wasn't about his acting in the beginning, but he grew to understand what he needed to do.
I've changed a great deal in the past year, Ellen, a great deal.
The most amazing thing is that Jack Warner took this amazing risk of an unknown in a major film. Nobody does that today, and I don't know what it could possibly have felt like to become what they call a star overnight.
Welcome to Sherwood, my lady.
Olivia de Havilland's first comment about my father was, oh my God, the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in my life just walked in this room to do the first test shots they did for Captain Blood. He was charming, witty, wonderful. It was just a beautiful combination, and their underlying affection for each other that accumulated over the years was real and honest, and it really showed on the screen.
I think we better be getting back. I'm afraid it'll be dark before we get there.
Are you sure it's the dark you're afraid of?
What do you mean?
Maybe you're afraid I might kiss you.
You wouldn't dare.
Now, I wish I were as sure of that as you are.
You know, my father was a very, he was really a rascal, you know. He wanted to frolic through this life having a good time. Whether he had success or failure, it didn't faze him one way or the other.
The music of the stars. Stand by now for CBS News. I'm Lou.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming.